The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Honest John's Used Cars. No, I'm just teasing. Michael Rivero, if you're still tuned in, sorry to hear about your car getting stolen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller, on this 12th day of February 2018. And the crew is there. Ron McDonald.
Yeah, how you doing, John?
Better than Michael. And Steve Elkins, how are you doing down in God's waiting room?
Doing great down here, John.
By the way, are you going to retire? What are you doing down there?
Actually, that's a good question. I was just working on Michelle's resume today and retooling that.
Oh, so you're going to put her to work and you're going to stay home?
No, I'm going to go out too.
You're going to go out too?
Yeah, I'm going to go back to work. I'm ready to get back to medicine. I am. Ready to do it.
All the while sitting there in God's waiting room, counting the days that, well, I won't go there.
Well, there's a lot of work down here, John. A lot of work.
Yeah, but is there any money to pay for it?
Actually, you know what? The state's looking pretty good right now. The tourism's still up, so they're saying great numbers right now. Disney actually is increasing the price of their tickets.
Yeah, I saw that.
I don't know how anybody could afford that. I went to Disney many, many years ago, and I paid $70 a ticket. It's now $119 a ticket.
Well, that's about the same cost to get a nosebleed seat in an NFL game anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Are we enjoying our leisure time more because we're paying for it? I've heard all kinds of cute little quotes in the past, you know, about, you know, enjoying stuff. You know, you have to pay for it, so enjoy it and all that other stuff. Well, yeah. I don't know. I that would kind of sour me if I had a family of six and the tickets are over $100 a piece. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Well, that's just the tickets. Then you got the flight to get out here and then you got the hotels it's one of those things, I guess you got to save up for a while to go to take a family for most people, I would imagine.
Wow. Yeah. All that for, jeez. Oh,
Hey, by the way, John, yes. I gotta thank you for something. Over the weekend, I was watching a lot of the Olympics and the Winter Olympics. And of course I was reading up, catching it on my email articles and stuff like that from Rob in Chicago. Thanks, Rob. But I started to use a word that you use quite often on your show, and asshat. I promise not to use it on my broadcast. I started thinking.
I have a letter of approval from the FCC.
Oh, it's a great word, but I started thinking about it a little bit, and I'm thinking too much on this, but I think you actually need to put it on a scale, like the Richter scale of severity, like an earthquake. Have an asshat scale. Because there are asshats, and there are real asshats out there, and I don't think you're giving them credit when you should give them credit. Like looking at Adam Schiff, now that guy is a major asshat. So you have to give him credit for being a higher level of an asshat than just your regular asshat. So think about
that. Wait. Which Schiff is this?
Adam Schiff.
Okay.
Adam Schiff.
Oh, the guy out of California with no eyelids.
Yeah. That
yeah,
guy.
That guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Despicable. He deserves a different category of severity, a much higher level of asshat than just your normal asshat.
Now, I know the reason why you brought this up, so tell the listeners why you're talking about this.
Oh, well, we like the Olympics we were just talking about, Olympics. Yeah. Well, yeah, my wife and I are watching Olympics, and I love the Winter Olympics. So I watch the downhill and the skating and the pretty ladies on the ice and skating. And I noticed
most
that,
beautiful thing, by the way, in my opinion, in the world, yes, is a woman on a pair of skates.
Oh, yeah.
Grace,
oh, yeah.
Beauty, strength. Ooh, oh, big yeah. smile. Oh, yeah. Now, yeah. You ever seen a skater with ugly legs, by the way?
No.
I haven't
oh,
either.
God, no.
I haven't
no,
either.
No, no. No, so I'm watching, and we're both watching, and we think that we're watching a skater from China or one of the Asian countries, and realize, no, this is an American athlete. And over, we keep seeing Asians, and I'm thinking, well, you know, it's hard to determine what it's if it's American or not, but we talked about the melting pot thing here, and in the sports here, we were just saying, well, you have to look really close because – you just jumped to that assumption. This is China skating right now, and it was an American. And it seems like all over in the Winter Olympics right now, we're seeing that, and I can't identify right off the bat that's an American athlete.
Well,
right off
and, the bat. And it's fascinating because I tried to tune in, but when I went, and I must have seen the same event that you saw. Was it an American skater, Asian, in a red dress, and her partner was dressed in black?
Yes, yes.
That's the exact one that I tuned into, and I looked at that, and they said something about USA, and I looked up, and there's the American flag, but I'm looking at the skater, and I'm going, wait a minute. She's Korean. She's Asian. Yeah. She's something, but American?
Yeah.
Well, on that same vein, NBC is the one that has the contract for the Winter Olympics, and they can't leave well enough alone. Katie Couric, you know, the failed news lady that tried to take over the evening news and people just didn't buy. I guess she wasn't manly enough or authoritative enough, or she was just something that people didn't want to watch her doing evening news. And well, I might have a little indicator as to why. Lo and behold, NBC is doing the Winter Olympics and she's up there gabbing as a color commentator. And she makes the statement that had everybody's head, they were just scratching their heads going, what in the hell is she talking about? Katie Couric, when the Norwegians came up to speed skate, she made the statement, well, they come from a rich history of skating. You know, over there, when their canals freeze up, everybody puts on their skates and they skate to where they need to go. And people were looking at each other going, what? And the Norwegians come out in whatever language they speak, and they go, she's crazy. We have absolutely no idea what she's talking about. That's not true. You know, I mean, whether you're watching a football game on NBC and at halftime, you get your message and your dose of communitarianism and left-wing ideology and carefully cloaked communistic or socialistic ideas or anti-gun messages or whatever the case may be. These people are still not getting the message. This is not why we're tuning into the Winter Olympics. This is not why we tune into a football game. We don't want to be propagandized. On the heels of that, I'm sitting there this morning watching Free Speech TV. Now, that's kind of a misnomer because Free Speech TV is not a free channel. It's cable or satellite, and you got to pay for it. And so do they. Who their donors are, well, that's, you know, you got Democracy Now with the ever-aging lady that she does her best just to look plain Jane and communistic. I guess communists have this thing about drab clothing and whatever else. At any rate, there's new programming, propaganda programming, that people realize that, oh, this time's for sale. Now, Stephanie Miller... she's a lesbian, and she's got a three-hour block in the mornings. And you can expect nothing of any intelligence or even entertainment to come out of that program. And I got to admit, I watch it, it's kind of like watching paint dry. Because there's nothing there. There's no substance. You can't understand half of her insane ramblings. I mean, literally, I turn up the TV and I try to catch what she's saying, and she just lets her voice in front of me. What? Excuse me, Stephanie. People are paying for this time. Can we at least hear you? And then she's got her little button thing that she hits for her own sound effects. And then she has people that are sitting in studio that, folks, I'm beginning to think that the science fiction writers were right. We were invaded by aliens back in the 50s, and these are their offspring. I don't recognize these people. They're just this disassociated lumps of flesh that you think they're human. You think they're speaking English. You think you can understand them, but when you sit back and you just watch the whole thing play out, you're going, what in the hell is this? Well, that's just another program on Free Speech TV. That's being used as a reposit for everybody with a left-wing agenda or people that claim that they're libertarian, but they're so far leaning to I don't know what that they have fallen off the libertarian platform, which that's kind of a mystery unto itself. What does it mean to be a libertarian? Well, you can take from both parties and meld it all into one. And, you know, it's kind of like a crap sandwich. As long as we put two pieces of white bread, it doesn't matter what's in the middle here. This is our offering. Eat it. Eat it and like it. So, there's another one that pops up today. Lauren, I'll think of her last name here in a second. Nothing but a platform, and the synopsis of the program was that climate change is real, and everything that's said beyond that point is just little musings and meanderings and policy wishes and statements and stuff that they want to do, and they go pick the people that purvey that point of view oh so well. And I'm looking at this, and I'm going, wow, another freak show on Free Speech TV. You know, this woman's 10 times better looking than Amy Goodman, but you know, I know how shallow that statement might sound, but if you're going to propagandize me, if I'm going to go rent a hooker for a night, she's not going to look like the ass end of a dog. I mean, it's fat gentlemen. It's fascinating to me. They had Mike. What was the radio network? Air America. Aptly named, because there were nothing but airheads who were running the programming, and nobody wanted to listen to it. Ergo, it went belly up. And gentlemen, I don't know, somebody has got some deep pockets paying for stuff that evidently nobody is paying attention to. But they're there in place every day like it matters. They're there because the public wants it or demands it. When was the last time that, you know, you heard a pledge drive for Amy Goodman's Democracy Now? And when was the last time you heard that, oh, I got to make a donation to Democracy Now, otherwise it may go off the air? When was the last time you heard any urgency or anything positive connected with that show?
Never. I have not.
I haven't heard. I haven't either.
Yeah.
No. But the people like the Ford Foundation, and not connected with Ford Motor, Henry, if you're looking down from above, or some people claim that you've gone to hell, talking about Henry Ford. Not talking about Ford Motor Company. This is the Ford Foundation. But this money is being pumped into this stuff so you can have your daily dose of propaganda. You can have your daily dose of societal reengineering. And there you are. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, wait a minute. The only thing conservative I see is Newsmax, and they can't get anything right to save their souls. They're always about three steps away from the real issue if they're even covering a story. You got One American News, which, to their credit, they don't get up there with opinion and propagandizing, but they've got their own theme, and it's readily apparent. But there is nobody, and I mean nobody, on cable or satellite that's doing a show of the likes that anybody, at any time, any day of the week, that you'll hear on this network. It's just non-existent. And I'm thinking to myself, and this is it? This is all the interest or all the money the supposed conservative, constitutionally minded people? This is the best that they can come up with? Nothing? I mean, if I am just, it's an absolute vacuum. The propagandists have the entire televised media. There is no break from this. None. And it's re-engineering your thought to a greater or lesser degree, an in-your-face or a more subtle type of re-engineering or rewiring your brain, or the attempt to. I mean, guys, holy mackerel. I'm just shocked.
Yeah, I think about what has happened in America, and the truth is it is really to dumb down the common man and woman. It's been like that for years now. And I never took notice of what you were just talking about, because I usually flick the channel when I see that. But that's truly is what is happening. We see it almost everywhere, from your public schools to your social media. It's right in your face right now.
It's what happens when you don't have anything.
You talked about the guest host on RBN, and my God, the volume of information being pushed out there, you know, intriguing information. And then you see one of these shows that are, you don't see any pledge drives, as you say, and yet you have just this monotone information going across, and you're not picking up anything. You're not really, you're not... interactive with it. At least I'm not.
Well, yeah, I just watch it, and I just think to myself, and here's the danger of being put into a comatose state by this stuff. You know, because as you said, you know, there's no highs and lows. Here's this sing-song monotone just spitting out the crap, and it's not even interesting. And I think this is what I think they believe. That they keep doing the same thing, that people will accept that as the new norm. But that's only for the people that have been zombified, that play identity politics, that can't think for themselves. They have no interest in thinking for themselves, for the betterment of what? Themselves? They're not even doing that. You know, I mean...
Well, I think you probably said it. It's, let's bore the public to death, so every time we talk politics, they'll switch the channel.
Maybe that's the end game scenario. I don't know. Wow.
That's what I do. I switch the channel when I hear it.
Yeah, but I'm running out of channels. There's 200 channels with absolutely nothing on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Bruce Springsteen actually had a song called that. 200 channels. Well, maybe it's Dire Straits. 200 channels, nothing's on.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
And look at his politics, who Mr. Springsteen is.
Yeah.
He should be happy. The stuff is putting them all asleep. We can continue with our agenda. Oh, Lord. Save me from the idiocy in the doldrums.
You know, you talk about that aspect of the TV, but there's another aspect, and that is the new series that are out and deal nothing but with sex and pornography.
Oh, you've noticed?
Oh, my God. My wife and I were watching Game of Thrones, and after the first or second episode, I said, oh, my God, I think I could see this on the internet if I want to go for a pornography site, you know? There's no taste involved in any of these things.
Well, in reality TV, what's the clown that was the mayor of Cincinnati, and he's been on daytime television with his own talk show for all these years? I'm sorry, Julie, what? Jerry Springer.
Ah.
Now, there's a guy that appeals to what, and I don't like to use the term class, but at what level of intelligence does that show appeal to?
Uneducated, non-high school diploma people.
Knuckle-dragging, culturally deficient asshats.
Hey, Ron, to add to your conversation about TV having all the sex and everything, I just found an article here in front of me. I guess after this break.
You didn't find a bump music on top of the article? Because that's the one that came first. Just teasing. All right, we'll take the break here. We'll be back. Ron McDonald, Steve Elkins. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. This is the National Intel Report. We'll be back.
Bye. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
We're back. 800-313-9443 is the I Want to Talk to You number. Steve Elkins with us today, Ron McDonald, and I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. And by the way, Harley Schlanger, I was trying to get him in this week. He had a pretty full schedule. He's going to be with me next Wednesday, so mark that on your calendar. Pretty smart fella. And there's also, and folks, I don't quite know how to say this, but there seems to be, and this was my wish a long time ago, people in the intelligence community can't stand it anymore, need to do something with that other hand, the one you've been holding your nose with, and you've decided that now's the time to talk. I'm starting to see a lot of the ex-intelligence people coming out, and folks, I got to tell you, I don't know whose camp they're in. They want to make it sound like, hey, you know, I'm sick of this crap, and I'm American, I'm mom, pop, apple pie, Chevrolet, and yeah. And I take a real jaundiced view of this, because as I said before, as one guy I said was living down in Costa Rica, thinks he's hiding out, folks, if it's on this planet, okay, you're not safe if somebody wants you gone. There's thousands, if not millions, of mercs out there wanting a paycheck, and they'll do anything for that money. And I'm very cautious about putting intelligence people on the program, because to be honest with you, I don't know if it's their brand of BS or it's actually something that they're telling the truth about. Because where's the verifier? Who do I call up to verify that guy? Somebody that he's blowing the whistle on? Do I go to our mainstream media? Do I go to a friend? Do I talk to my cat about it? And you can see what I'm trying to relay, the problem with verification. You know, I'll trust people, but I need the verification. And I'm telling you, the propaganda is at an all-time high. And I think this is part and parcel of the problem with the fake news, is this is to destroy anybody that's got an opinion or a studied opinion, let's put it that way, about anything. It's to cast the pale of doubt. Well, anyhow. So what was laying under that bumper music that you just saw, Ron? I'm sorry, Steve.
I was talking about what Ron was just saying, adding to what he said about the sex, the content in our TV now. Of course, definitely the homosexual agenda is being pushed big time. That's the new norm, all the numerous gay shows out there.
I got to make a confession here. I'm done with women. I'm done with marriage. I don't have the courage to go gay. So, all right. So just tread carefully there.
Okay. Right. Well, the article I have here is from Associated Press. It says Florida could declare porn a health threat under a new bill. And they did a vote on it. And it was interesting that one person
Steve, wait a minute. You're serious? This is a real story?
I'm totally serious. It isn't
your mother telling you stop doing that or you'll go blind?
You're right. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just check.
No, the author is Brendan Farrington. So check it out. It says Florida could declare porn a health threat under the new bill. It said here the state could declare pornography a health risk, public health risk that needs education, research, and policy changes to protect Floridians, according to a resolution overwhelmingly approved by a House committee Thursday. So they did a little vote here. It was 18-1. The one opposition was a physician. Who said, we have more important things to really worry about. His name was Kerry Pigman. Really, that was his last name, Pigman. And a medical doctor, and he said that we have more important issues. We got hypertension, obesity, diabetes, and Zika. And the last thing they need to do was worry about this. But, you know, I laugh at this because it seems like, doesn't Congress get busted for a lot of this on their computers all the time? I mean, pornography.
You know, I'm glad you brought this up because this is a question I've had for a very long time. Here we're now in a society that it's okay for the government to back school curriculum, right down to kindergarten if necessary, to go in there and screw with the little people's minds as far as gender identity and trying to tell them, you know, if you have two mommies, that's okay. If you got two daddies, in other words, you got two lesbian and two queers, that's okay. That's a family, okay? And it's all about love and commitment and all that other stuff. And I'm going, okay. And what you brought up, Steve, about this, it's just not a under the wire or more subliminal, you know, it's right in your face type of thing. You know, sex, 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 sex. Sex sells. Okay, yeah. Well, if you're in the market for hookers, I guess you're on the market and you want to buy something. That's fine. But this is the stuff that keeps being shoved in everybody's face. Day in, day out, the new mantra, you've got to be forgiving. You've got to be tolerant of other people's views. And we hear the whole mishmash of the pretzel logic that's handed us. To try to get us to accept this is the new norm. And you guys and myself and the majority of this listening audience are still waiting for the day that we can go back to where men were men, women were women, and cars were cars. And when I say that, is they don't crumple up like tinfoil when you lean up against them. Just not something there to hold the paint up, in other words. Guys, they're complaining about the same thing that we're seeing the result of, and it hasn't dawned on them why everybody's preoccupied with their innie or their outie. Gosh.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
right now?
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Diseases with unknown etiology trace back to mass vaccinations against influenza in 1976. Say it ain't so, Joe, or Steve.
Yeah, I read that.
Crohn's,
that stuff.
Lupus, yeah. Autism, ADHD, food allergies, yeah. Celiac disease. I don't even know what the hell that is. What is celiac disease?
I believe that's the one related to gluten, consumption of gluten.
I thought it was from watching too much porn. Slogren's syndrome, I don't even know what that is. Polymyalgia, rheumatica, multiple sclerosis, and I am not even going to attempt that one, diabetes, vasculitis, peripheral neuropathy, and the list goes on and on and on. And we're being increasingly diagnosed with these conditions and diseases of unknown origin. But that's okay. Don't worry. Your friendly pharmaceutical will come out with a vaccine to prevent the symptoms. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. So you know who the author is of this story? None other than Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Now, this guy was all over autism, and he'd heard the reports that there might be a direct link between autism and the vaccines they're shooting up our little babies with. Now, this guy is on the other side of the aisle, So that was, I'm sure that was quite a shock to the world when you got somebody that you thought you had in your hip pocket that comes out and makes this outlandish statement. He says, as an observer and a participant in the modern biomedical research and a lover of deep history, I tend to focus not on the immediate or the last few years, but look for trends of accumulating risk over longer periods of time. Seeking an answer to the question of when, I use PubMed to estimate per year the number of studies and papers. You're leaving? You came in late and you're leaving now? I'm sorry, you're making this thing circle around your mouth and you're talking. You're... What? You tell me tomorrow, but I... Now the inquiring minds want to know, the listening audience wants...
I want to know.
Hey, Ron McDonald said he wants to know. Okay. She says, call her later. At any rate, he uses PubMed to estimate per year the number of studies and papers discussing diseases and conditions of unknown origin. I search for the term unknown causes and also the term journal to get some idea of the percentage of studies, papers, and editorials discussing diseases of unknown causes. I had no idea what to expect. Looking at the trend of topics per year, one has to correct for some estimate of the total number of articles published because a mere count would, in part, reflect the overall trend in the explosion of total articles published. I chose as my control term the word journal because many titles of publications include that term. Journal of Neuropathy and so on and so forth, or Journal of Medicine, whatever. Here's the control result, which is not surprising and completely unexpected. And I'm looking at the numbers of articles from 19, right around 1940. Okay, we had roughly, in these journals and articles, and roughly around 200,000. That's about 1938, 1939, 1940. Well, then, it goes up a little bit and plateaus from the period of 40 to 60. And then we go on this upward trend to the year 2018. And it's just gone out of sight. Try 1,200,000 stories out there, all supposedly talking about these diseases of unknown cause. Wow. And he says that this merely reflects a trend in the increase in publications in PubMed, and so using it would provide a relative control for that trend. Next, I searched unknown causes and calculated the number of articles citing unknown causes per 10,000 articles. Again, he says, relative denominator term. What I found is shocking. And he says the number of articles per 10,000 discussing unknown causes, it's just astronomical. It is, there's no correlation. These stories just keep getting spit out there. And there is no factual or no scientific basis for the new disease, for the cause and effect, let alone the cure. Now, he says, because the studies in PubMed include all sorts of journals studying all sorts of things, the actual number is not as important as the trend. The signature is undeniable. Something changed dramatically in 1976. To the skeptic, the increase is greater if one does not correct for total publications. What changed was national mass vaccination against influenza. So he goes into the swine flu at Fort Dix. Did you read that part of it?
Yeah, I did. I did.
What did you make out of this?
Well, John, I'm going to say that there's a lot of junk science out there. I've read a lot of journals, and I actually had a class in research, and I had to read a lot of research and find the flaws in research, and I found tons of flaws. But I remember my professor actually saying when we started the course, it's a long course, that always look, first of all, who's funding the research. That makes a huge difference on who's funding the research and what they expect to find, of course, the money trail. And a lot of people don't realize that. When I read these journals and I see this research, I find the flaws, and I go back and I say, well, who funded this research? And sometimes they kind of try to really hide their tracks on who's funding this stuff. But if it's funded by a pharmaceutical, well, they want certain results. And so they kind of like government. They hire the people, they're going to give them the results that they want. So, like I said, there's a lot of junk science out there. There's a lot of stuff.
Kind of,
it's like when you put that search out there and you want to search something, you'll find 10 pages on something. And there might be some credible information there, but you're going to go through a lot of pages to find this is junk, this is junk. Oh, I found one finally, but it takes forever to actually find that credible source.
Well, starting there's a good place to pick up here. The swine flu at Fort Dix on February 3rd of 1976, the New Jersey State Health Department sent the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta isolates of virus from recruits at Fort Dix, New Jersey, who had influenza-like illnesses. Most of the isolates were identified as A/Victoria/75, and that's being the H3N2, the contemporary epidemic strain, rather.
Right.
Two of the isolates, however, were not typable in that laboratory. On February 10th, additional isolates were sent to the identified in the CDC laboratories as A/New Jersey/76, and that was HSW1N1, similar to the virus of the 1918 pandemic and better known as the swine flu. Now, a meeting of representatives of the military, the National Institute of Health, the Food and Drug Administration, and the state of New Jersey Department of Health was quickly convened on Saturday, February 14th, just a few days later. Plans of action included heightened surveillance in and around Fort Dix, investigations of all ill recruits to determine if contact with pigs had occurred, and serologic testing of recruits to determine if the spread had occurred at Fort Dix. Now, surveillance activity at Fort Dix gave no indication that recruits had contact with pigs. Surveillance in the surrounding communities found influenza caused by the current strain of influenza, A/Victoria, but no additional cases of swine flu. Now, the serologic testing at Fort Dix indicated that person-to-person transmission had occurred in maybe 200 recruits. But in 1974 and 1975, two instances of human infected with swine influenza viruses had been documented in the United States. Two, folks. Mm-hmm. 1974 and 1975. Now, both persons involved had close contact with pigs, and let's just leave that lie where it is, and no evidence for the spread of virus beyond family members with pig contact could be found. Now, here's where it kicks in. On March 10, 1976, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices of the United States Public Health Service reviewed the findings. The committee concluded that with a new strain of the H1N1 New Jersey strain that could be transmitted from person to person, a pandemic was a possibility. Specifically, the following facts were of concern. One, persons 50 years of age had no antibodies to this new strain. Two, a current interpandemic strain, that being the A/Victoria, of an influenza was widely circulating. And three, this early detection of outbreak caused by the A/New Jersey/76/HSW1N1, and that's actually H1N1, provided an opportunity to produce a vaccine since there was sufficient time between the initial isolates and the advent of the expected influenza season to produce vaccine. Now, in the past, when the new pandemic strain had been identified, there had not been enough time to manufacture vaccine on any scale whatsoever. Influenza vaccines had been used for years and with demonstrated safety and efficacy when the currently circulating vaccine strain was incorporated. The military vaccine formulation for years had included H1N1, an indication that production was possible, and no documented adverse effects had been described. Well, at least none that I'll tell you about. Now, the ACIP, and that being the United States Public Health Services, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, to be more exact, recommended that an immunization program to be launched to prevent the effects of possible pandemic. One ACIP member summarized the consensus by stating, "If we believe in prevention, we have no alternative but to offer and urge the immunization of the population." One ACIP member expressed the view that the vaccine should be stockpiled. making the decision carried an unusual urgency. The pharmaceutical industry had just finished manufacture the vaccine to be used in the 1976-1977 influenza season. At that time, influenza vaccine was produced in fertilized hens' eggs from special flocks of hens. Roosters used for fertilizing the hens were still available, and if they were slaughtered as customary, the industry could not resume production for several months. Now, what that has to do with anything else, you notice, folks, that there is a giant leap of logic and a one of faith as to pandemic and why it's so important to shoot these people up, Steve, with all these vaccines to prevent stuff that two people in 2 years came up with a pig flu, and we're not talking about how they acquired it, but two people out of an entire country.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I remember I did a little research on this after listening to one of the broadcasts from Clint Richardson, and something that caught my interest was this whole farce on the tetanus vaccine. And just to cut it, just to tell you real quick how this all turns out, it's funny because I've never seen tetanus, never have. I've never met anybody who saw somebody who had tetanus. But it turns out somewhere along the way there was this belief that if you gouged yourself or with something rusty or gouged yourself with a rusty instrument that you would get tetanus. Well, I don't know how that – actually, I can trace that back to – it sounds like because farmers back in the old day, they used to work on their tractors out in the field. And, of course, they're plowing their fields after they fertilized, and they're plowing it all in. And you'll find tetanus in fecal matter of your animals, especially your cows and your sheep. And so, the farmer would step off his tractor with his tools. Tractor broke down. I'm going to fix my tractor. And his hands are all, messed up with all the fecal everything, because that's what he's doing out there. And he may accidentally gouge his hand and introduce this bacteria into his circulatory system through the cut. So somewhere along the way, the misinformation was that gouging yourself or with a sharp, rusty item would give you tetanus. Well, that's not true. If you're working with fecal matter in a field, yes, you would. But other than that, this whole thing of rusty and being stuck with a rusty instrument giving you tetanus is a farce, a total farce.
Well, and you being in the health industry, if you get poked, what is the thing that they tell you you need to get?
Tetanus shot.
And what are the warning signs? Well, it might be blood poisoning. You might poke yourself and you see a little red line. Yeah. You run in and get that. And when I was a kid, I was told, I actually had a relative, believe this or not, that was playing, and these were the days, folks, that there were no plastics. I know that's hard to believe. There were actually a day that plastic was non-existent. It really hadn't been invented yet. But at any rate, it was a tin toy, and the child was running with it and tripped and fell, and it cut the living snot out of his throat. Mm-hmm. And he subsequently died from infection. And I cannot honestly say whether it was, blood poisoning or not, but I was told when I was a kid, if you poke yourself with a rusty nail or something like that,
you
can get lockjaw.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys remember that?
Yeah,
I do remember it.
I do.
It would panic you as a kid as soon as you stepped on a nail.
I don't know. My mom would be jabbing me to shut me up. Get that lockjaw to shut him up. No, but the truth is, somewhere along the line there, somewhere along the way, somebody, and this is serious, somebody jabbed themselves, never had a tetanus shot, and they never got anything. So in my 24 years, like I said, I've never seen it. And it was funny because when Clint Richardson was talking about this with a nurse, and he talked about tetanus, and he said, "Have you ever seen tetanus before?" And she said, "Sure." Well, he goes, "What's it look like?" "Well, hold on a second, I'll show you." And she went back and got a book, 1800s, late 1800s, this old book, showed this decrepit body, and this is what it looks like. "Have you ever seen it working in the ER? Have you ever seen it come into your ER?" "Yeah, right here." No, "Have you actually seen it?" "No, I never have." So somewhere along the way, somebody's been jabbed, and nobody and hasn't had the shot, the vaccine and all, the tetanus vaccine, and they would have got it if it was true that it was on a rusty object. And like I said, he made the point very well, and I did some research, and it probably traces back to the farmer working on his tractor in the middle of a field after plowing. And yes, he has the perfect opportunity to introduce it into a system by working in this field with fecal matter and jabbing himself, and it's in the fecal matter. He has the opportunity to get tetanus, but you and I don't with jabbing ourselves with anything. It's a joke. It's a farce.
Say, John, thinking back, do you think that story should have been, the way you read it, it should have been X-rated?
X-rated?
Yes.
Why?
You were talking about different types of contact in there.
Oh. Steve?
Yes.
Why did your partner there feel that was necessary to bring up?
Because he was thinking of Ned Beatty.
Oh.
Wee!
Oh, Deliverance. I got it.
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding. Gotcha. All right. 800-313-9443. Help save us from ourselves, folks. That's the call-in number. We'll be back in three.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I know you're out there somewhere, somewhere, somewhere. I know I'll find you somehow, and somehow I'll return again. I can see the way there, and I've left behind the empty street.
streets that once.
Oh, better than doing drugs, listening to the Moody Blues.
Hey, John, I need to correct myself.
About?
On the celiac disease, I got confused with something else. My brain wasn't engaged, but that is a small bowel malabsorption disease. It's an autoimmune disorder, and I had that confused with gluten for some reason. I just had gluten and stuck in my head, but so I just want to correct myself. Celiac disease, malabsorption of the small bowel. Just let you know.
Malabsorption of the small bowel.
Yeah.
Gee, I wonder how many of these supposed diseases we might have that they really don't know what the origin of the disease is. You know, they're still out there busy telling people that alcoholism is a disease.
Yeah.
From a medical standpoint, Steve, is alcoholism a disease or is it just a bad habit that has bad consequence?
I agree with the second. Yeah. It's not a disease.
Yeah. No. I mean, it's like, geez. You know, is this, you know, where did I pick this up from? A bar stool? A toilet in a bar?
Well, I think if you actually look up disease, it'll say it must affect an organ of some sort, and it has to be in the area of a pathogen, intervening, going into an organ
or
system.
Okay, in a women's bathroom with a bidet in a bar. How's that? Jeez. You know, they use okay. I'm not a doctor. I just play one on radio.
There you go.
Yeah, I just, you know, there was a time. Y'all remember the ass gaskets in toilets?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was very important because you might pick up something communicable. Now, I guess a lot of people have not given this a lot of thought. Now, I always look where I'm going to plop in a public environment because you never know what you're going to sit in, right?
Right.
Okay. At home, if you're checking a chair or a couch before you sit in it, I don't want to be in your house, okay? But, you know, it's a natural thing. You walk into it and you look. Okay. Good indicator is the bathroom doesn't stink when you walk in the door. The floors aren't wet from other than water. You open up a stall door or whatever. If it doesn't look it where a pig would enjoy taking a seat, don't sit in it. But, you know, where does the idea come from that somehow, and I have a sneaking suspicion that, you hear jokes about pregnancy. Well, I don't know how I got pregnant. Well, maybe you sat on a dirty toilet seat, you know, that kind of deal. But how many communicable diseases can you transmit from your rear end by sitting on a seat?
Go ahead, Ron.
No, the legal guy's going to ask.
I'm glad it's not dinner time over in my place.
I make it a habit to make sure I do my business and never have to go in that direction. But I can tell you a funny story that we were on our way. My wife and I are on our way to Lowe's one day, and we had to stop off at a 7-Eleven, get some gas, and she said, I have to use the bathroom, and she came out really fast. I thought, geez, that was fast. She said, there's no bathroom. I said, what do you mean there's no bathroom? 7-Eleven, there's no bathroom? She said, no bathroom. I said, are you serious? No bathroom? No bathroom. And then I looked at her. I just stared. I couldn't believe there's no bathroom at a gas station. And then she finally broke down, and she says, okay, there was a bathroom, but there was poop on this seat. So, she made me take her back home, all the way back home, but drive all the way back home, just to go to a bathroom. And
I take it she's not within earshot of you doing this program today.
Yeah. But she's listening in the back room. She heard it.
Oh, okay.
Can you get crabs from the toilet seat, though?
Yeah. Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you get crabs.
Oh. But that little gasket's not going to save you.
That's exactly. No, that was the whole point. The ass gasket. The ass gasket scam of America. We'll be back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.